So I'm here with Colette. Hello, you all right?
I'm fine, yeah.
We've just been talking about the Speak Your Mind website, and you've lived in Speak all your life, is that right?
I have, yeah.
Okay, do you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 27.
Okay, and I mean, what are your favourite parts of Speak? What have you grown to love about Speak, having grown up here?
Not really.
Really?
Really?
I mean, how would you say, I mean, I'm not from Liverpool, I'm from Birmingham, so I don't really know the area. How would you describe the area to me? Kind of what would you say the main points are?
There's no main point really, there's nothing here.
Really?
Really nothing here. Well, not when I was growing up anyway, so it might be, I haven't got kids, so I wouldn't know what it was like.
Yeah.
But there was not any here when I was growing up.
And kind of what did you do in your spare time or for leisure, like when you were a young child, a teenager? How did you spend your time?
When I was a teenager, I went out drinking on the street with my mate.
Didn't we all? Yeah.
But that was it really.
Really.
I think else when I was really I went to Brownies, but that was it once a week on a Friday night. And that didn't cost my mum running.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, there was nothing.
And do you have children yourself?
No.
I mean, do you think there's more for kids to do nowadays in the area?
Well, I don't got kids, have I? So
yeah.
I've got nieces and nephews, and they don't do nothing. They even go out of Speak to their friends because they interview out of Speak. So.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like you feel that there needs to be more in the area
for
people
does.
To do and and community spaces.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do?
I don't do nothing. I work and then come home and that's it. Stay, go to my house and clean and tidy.
And
don't go out any. I wouldn't go out socialising anywhere to speak.
And do you talk to your neighbours a lot? Are you friendly with them?
If I see them, I speak to them, but that's it.
Mm. Okay.
Wouldn't just go round for a chat.
So it's more you just know them by name
and
say hello and goodbye, and it's
keep myself to myself.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what one thing do you think might improve Speak for you personally? What one thing would, can you think of something you think, oh, I wish that was on my doorstep, or you've been somewhere else, and thought, that'd be really glad that in Speak for me.
Like a cinema?
Yeah.
Ice rings?
Yeah.
Things like that, probably more nice pubs.
Yeah.
Nice
is there no pubs in the area? Do you know,
they're
local.
They're all horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them have got shutters on the windows, I wouldn't go and drink in there.
Yeah.
Other pubs gone in and been shot and. It's just not a nice place, I don't think.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I live in a community where kind of the pub is very much, you know, it's not just somewhere you go drinking, it's like somewhere you meet friends, and it's very much a social place.
That would be nice if there was one of them.
I see, because I've heard about, is it the Noah's Ark? Was that an old pub that was
That was an old pub, but now it's the Baptist Church, isn't it?
Yeah, but they were saying they tried to make that into a community space, because that's very much what it was when it was a pub. That's what they took. Maybe it wasn't.
No,
was
it
one of the ones you just wouldn't go into?
No. And it was my friend's mum and dad's pub.
Right.
I wouldn't go in.
Oh, well, sorry to hear. Okay then. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Thanks anyway.